Alright, welcome motherfucking back once again. Here we is. Doing what we do, man. I don't know how to just show you guys my appreciation for the support, the love, the listening. But trust me when I tell you, it's all love and it's all thank yous and it's all good. But, you know, once again, make sure you follow us. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, Real Talk 101 underscore uncensored. Fuck with me like I fuck with you. You know, I take my time out of my life to do this, too. It's not like, you know, a nigga getting paid big bucks to do it now. Clearly, it's about sponsorships and so on and so forth, but, you know, it's not paying me what I feel like I deserve. Okay, so let's move on. Today's segment's going to be based on, like, sugar daddies. How and what is actually a sugar daddy? Because I think girls get this whole misconception about it. They, and don't get it fucked up. There's a such thing as a sugar mama, too. But it's just, it's a rare form. It's not like a sugar daddy. You know what I'm saying? But what happens is these girls tend to take it. It's almost like you're taking advantage of a nigga. Which is cool. But see, you can't live off a sugar daddy. That just doesn't happen that way. A sugar daddy is what we call a temporary fix. It's like putting a band-aid on a gunshot wound. It is what it is. Because what happens is, with a sugar daddy, it's more or less like you're getting. He's giving. He's never receiving. He's going to make sure your bills are paid. He's going to make sure your rent's paid. He's going to make sure your car note's paid. Might even buy you a whip. Might do everything. Now, you're going to suck this little guy's dick for sure. Are you going to fuck this little dick? Yeah, for sure. I'm pretty sure. Because he's got to get some sort of sexual favors out the whole raw deal. It's not like, you know, you're going to call a nigga your sugar daddy because he just wants to be your friend. No, nigga, you giving him some of that pussy for show. You know what I'm saying? But in any aspect of any situation, I don't give a fuck about anything. Too much of anything is no good. So what happens is he keeps giving, and never receiving, because that's the title of a sugar daddy. He's not looking for you to give him anything but that little pussy and some head every now and again, whatever it is. But you're not giving him no gifts. You're not paying none of his bills. You're not doing anything for him to stabilize him mentally, emotionally, or financially. All you're doing is giving him the physical aspect, which is sex. But eventually what happens is this nigga is going to keep giving and giving and giving. And finally, he will come to his senses and be like, fuck, this bitch is using me. And when he does do that, this conversation, this relationship, this money that you're receiving is over with. So it's just a temporary fix. Okay, so let's look at it from another point of view, from a bitch's point of view. Here you are, you keep giving him that thing, you busting it down on him, you giving him what he's looking for sexually, physically. Well, he's going to start taking you serious. Like, hold on, man. The way she's fucking me, the way she's giving it to me, she must really be into me. But you're not. You're doing it for the sake of having your bills paid. Make sure you're driving in a new Benz. Make sure you got every fucking purse under the sun in your closet. Make sure your 6-inch, 8-inch, 9-inch heels, or whatever the fuck you bitches wear nowadays, you're making sure that your shit is stacked, rolled up all the way across your bedroom. And even on a second shelf. But see, what happens is he's going to start getting emotionally involved. He's going to be like, well, she really likes me. I really want more time. I want more energy from her. I want to do this. I want to do that. And you're going to feel, as a woman, like, hold on, man. Back the fuck up. That's not what and anything, you always finish how you start. People fail to realize that. And what I mean by finish how you start, however you started this relationship is how it's going to end. So if you started it in a way where you could just say, if you started it where you guys are both open. And we're not even talking about the sugar daddy aspect. We're just talking about a relationship, period. If you guys are both open, you guys seeing other people, and he's got another bitch, you got another nigga, and so on and so forth. Well, you can't expect it at the end of the road for it to change. You can't expect it to be like this one-on-one, in love, commitment, marriage type shit, because that's not how you guys started. If it was understood from the beginning, look, I want you and only you. I just want to be with you. I want to build with you. I want to level up with you. I want to create life with you. And that was what was understood from the beginning. Then expect that at the end. But if he says all of this shit, I want to be with you. You're the only one for me. I love you to death. Like, this is us. Let's just do this. Me and you, let's build. And then he starts cheating, then you have every right to be upset. You have every right to want to motherfucking bury this nigga. Or go crazy like you guys do. But you finish how you start. So if you started in a sugar daddy aspect where you're just using this nigga for money, you're using this nigga for the sake of your bills getting paid and everything like that, for trips around to Miami, trips to Barbados, trips to wherever, and this nigga's paying for it, and he's not even going, he doesn't even give a fuck, go with your girls, then that's cool, do that. I'm not saying that the sugar daddy thing is not a good deal, or it's not a good situation. I'm just saying, treat it as a temporary situation. Because that's all it is. Because sooner or later, all good things come to an end. Especially when he's not getting nothing out of it. But just pussy. Eventually, he's going to want more. And when you're not going to give him more, he's going to cut you off. And just like you just want the money. And then when he wants more, you're going to feel some type of way. Like, hold on. I got to stop this shit before this nigga becomes crazy. And niggas will become crazy, especially when they're dishing out money like that. Now they think they fucking own you. See, that's what people fail to realize. Women fail to realize. So if you treat it like a temporary situation, as you should, then stack it. You're fucking up the whole point of having a sugar daddy, because every dollar he's giving you, everything that he's giving you, every situation that you're building with, you're busting it on bags and shoes and fucking cars and acting fucking crazy and just reckless with the money because you think it's going to be coming in forever, but it's not. So what you have to do is you have to learn how to stack it. If you find you a good situation, because that is a good situation. A sugar daddy is a good situation, just as well as a sugar mama. Don't get it fucked up. They're out there too. It's just that it's rare, but they're out there too. Where a bitch will take care of you, bruh. But eventually, she's going to grow her fears quicker than a nigga would. But a sugar mama's going to get emotionally involved quicker than a sugar daddy. So that is going to be a lot faster. That temporary situation is going to be a lot quicker because it's going to make you sick to your stomach where you're like, fuck am I doing with this goddamn 50-year-old bitch? Old and wrinkled up and titties hanging and all that shit. Yeah, I could use her for the sake of me getting this brand new fucking car and I can get the bag off of her, but you're spending everything too. New sneakers, rims on the whip, everything. No, stack it. Because a sugar mama and a sugar daddy, those are temporary situations. That's a hustle. That's what that is. It's a motherfucking hustle. So stack it while it lasts. So when you walk away from it, because eventually you will, trust me on that. But when you walk away from it, you walk away from it good. You walk away from it with a bag. You walk away from it with your money up. You walk away from it with a good situation. See, the crazy part is that you might get a car out the situation and be like, oh, okay, I got my car out the situation. I'm good. No, that fucking car is going to depreciate in the next 2-3 years. So if she bought it for you for 20-30 grand, it's worth fucking 12 grand in 2-3 fucking years. And 12 grand nowadays in 2020, my nigga, that ain't shit. Shame on you. Stack it, bruh. Now, sometimes they want to buy the gifts, buy you the gold chain and the rings and the sneakers. Take that. I'm not saying don't take no fucking, you're a fool. I'm just saying when it comes to the bread aspect of it, if she's willing to help you build you and make you a better you, use that opportunity to do just that. Don't use it to be flamboyant. Use it to build you. Use the sugar daddy. Use the sugar mama to build you a business. To set you up. So when they do walk away, or when they do be like, shit, I'm fed up, I'm done with this nigga, at least you got something out of it that's going to continuously bring you income, bring you money. And you can become independent. But you're not doing that. So to me, the whole point of the conversation is to make sure you guys understand that a sugar daddy and a sugar mom, that's a temporary fix, bro. That's a hustle. Get it while you can get it. Get it when it's good, but build on it. Make it work for you where it's a consistent income. Build a business on it. I don't give a fuck if it's a newspaper stand. If it's going to bring you fucking money every day or every week or every month, even after they're gone, because trust me, they're gone. Then do that, my nigga. Do that, bitch. Get your money, but get it the right way. Don't be fucking dummy about it. Don't spend it on unnecessary shit because you think this is going to be a long-term thing. It's not, and it won't be, and it never will be, because it never works. You know, it's crazy because strippers live off of that. Hoes live off of that. And the thing about bitches be like, oh man, ah, she's a stripper. You know, girls be hating on strippers. Girls be hating on hoes. I get it. Because the bitch is slanging her pussy and she's making money and she's driving around mean and doing what she's doing. Well, the hoe already gets it, understanding. The hoe knows. Shame on you, but the hoe is on anything, probably the biggest hustler out there. Just as well as a stripper. I don't know how many, I dated a stripper before. I don't know how many people were hating on me. Bitches, oh my God, you with that stripper ass bitch? Why you with that stripper bitch? Why you fuck with that stripper? Why you fuck with strippers anyway? Those bitches are dirty. No, those bitches are smart. Because they understood the definition of a sugar daddy. They understand the hustle. They understand how to get their money and stack it and go on to the next. And the good thing about a hoe and a fucking stripper, not that I'm putting them on both on the same, you know, level, but you get what I'm saying. It's damn near like the same hustle. Damn near. Don't get offended, my hoes, and don't get offended, strippers. But I'm just telling you. And if you do, okay, oh well, so be it. But I'm giving you game, and I'm actually giving you a little props here. But the thing about them is that they have multiple sugar daddies. They have multiple tricks. They got multiple fools that are going to come in there and spend their money with the understanding already that this bitch is a stripper or this bitch is a hoe. She's just here to just take anyway. And if I could get my dick sucked, if I can fuck them, all right, cool. I'll give them a little extra. I'll give them more. So you can't knock their hustle because they're actually sharper than the next bitch who thinks she just found her a sugar daddy and this is going to last forever. No, that's not how it works. It's a temporary fix, my nigga. It's a hustle, my nigga. That's what it's about. And you're a fucking goddamn fool if you think that any nigga, any bitch is gonna take care of your bum ass for the rest of your life. You're a fucking idiot. Because nobody wants to take care of any bum ass bitch, any bum ass nigga for the rest of their life. I don't give a fuck how good the fucking pussy is, and I don't give a fuck how mean his stroke game is. Eventually, it's going to drain the bitch. And eventually, it's going to drain this nigga where he's going to get fed up and be like, yo, bitch, look, I need more from you. It's just you fucking me shit. No, bitch, I need more. More. And you're not willing to do that because your understanding from the beginning was that this was your sugar daddy. But now if you don't want to give him more, it's over with. All right, then, bitch, we'll figure it out. I'm done. I'm not paying that car note. I'm not paying that insurance. I'm not paying your rent. And then, stupid, you've been living like a fucking bum off this nigga for the last fucking year or so. Now you're stuck on stupid with no money but fucking 30 fucking designer purses and 40 designer matching shoes and no fucking bread. Boy, I'm telling you, bro, I'm a realist and I call it how it is. I see it how it is. This is not a fucking game. True to life facts. That's what I give you. So, I leave you with this. You want a sugar daddy? Get you one. Trust me, it helps. You want a sugar mama? Get you one. Trust me, it's worth it. But remember, it's a temporary fix. You're just putting a band-aid on it, my nigga. Just putting a band-aid on it. I sign off like that.